The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
It's 9:49 and time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 437, down 6 on the open May, 437 down 8 and a half. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 375, down 10 on the open July, 386 down 10, September 395 down 11 and a quarter, December 408 and a half, down 10 and a quarter. The red line March 416 and a half, down 9 and a half on the open. March corn opened at 226, down 2 and 3 quarters on the open May, 235 down 4 and a half, July 245 and a half, down 3 and 3 quarters, September 251 down 5 and a quarter, December 261 down 4 and a half on the open. May oats opened at 186 and a half, down 3 on the open. March soybeans opened at 582 and a half, down 10 and 3 quarters on the open. May 596 down 10, July 608 down 9 and a quarter, August 611 and a half down 10 and a quarter, September 615 down 7 and a quarter, November 617 down 10 and a half, January 622 and a half down 10 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 172.80 down 23 on the open. May 174.60 down 28. March soybean oil opened at 24.24, down 32 on the open. May 24.57, down 34. Over at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, March feeders opened at 106.40, up 7.5 on the open. April 107.20, up 15. May 108, up 7.5 on the open. April live cattle opened at 85.95, down 7.5 on the open. June 81.55, down 15. April lean hogs opened at 62.10, up 10 on the open. May 68.90, up 12.5. June 70.50, unchanged. July 69.15, down 7.5. Half on the open. In March, pork bellies opened up at 88.50, down 92 and a half on the open. Let's go ahead and dial in with Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. He has the details about what's going on this morning. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it is a much softer tone this morning. What is the cause of it all?
Well, we're seeing some liquidation here. We've had a fairly good run in the grain complex, and the fundamentals are a little bit more bearish here as we start out the week. I don't say we're going to be extremely bearish, but there's some rain around in the southern hemisphere. They did receive some half-inch, one-inch rains in Brazil. Also, too, we're seeing some rains here for the Midwest here this week, anywhere from half to 2 inches of rain. And the eastern plains are going to get some moisture, too. The southwestern plains are still in question, but there's some moisture around, and so we sort of turned down the bullish enthusiasm that we saw late last week. Then lastly, the outside markets are lower. You got crude oil down over $82, 82 cents a barrel. You got gas, heat, and oil all lower. The metals are in question here, so we're sort of backing and filling here today, and hopefully we'll find some type of low here today or tomorrow.
So wheat is the linchpin of it all in the short term here?
Well, live by the sword, die by the sword. It's going to vary with the forecast out west. See what type of moisture we get. But probably the bearish news in the wheat complex was Iraq only confirming a purchase of 150,000 tons, where Canada and Australia got more of the headliner spotlight than the U.S. Then also, too, India was supposedly going to be in the market, maybe shopping for some U.S. wheat, and they boycotted us completely.
Over in the corn pit, December now 261 and a quarter. Last hour, Brian Maple was saying 260 is still a fine price to do something, particularly if you haven't gotten it on yet. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, you got to be crazy not to do something here. I mean, if you go back a year ago, the best we did at this time was 244. We're quite a bit above that. You know, we sold off and we did see a rally into June. We got up to 256.5. Then we broke hard again. And I think we rallied in the middle of July, and the highest the December 05 futures mood was 273. If you take Friday's benchmark there, I call it 265. I mean, you're within 5 to 7 cents of last year's highs. You know, if you don't do something there, I think it's just plain simple greed set in.
And do we need to see some movement in the front-end contract, in the May corn contract, if we are indeed to eventually see December above 270, given the fact that the market looks like it has full carry in it?
Well, see, that's the situation we're going to run into is the carry into the marketplace. You know, you look at 260, these futures, you've anticipated some weather problems. You've priced in or anticipated some acreage shifts and so forth. So, you know, that's quite a premium there. Now, what's going to happen is March is going to go off the board, and it's at 225. And if it goes down this low 220 area, you'll have a so-called down roll-down effect here. So the risk is to the downside here. It's not to the upside. Normal seasonality often puts a high here in mid-March. You got a full moon next week on the 14th. You got the Ides of March. You got the equinox here in about 2 weeks. So, you know, there's reason to believe here that maybe this rally might run its course. I don't think we'll fall sharply out of bed right away. We're going to continue to price in acreage and weather here until we get into spring. I think for the market to go sharply low, we're going to have confirmation on the March 31st planting's intention report to give the trade the comfort to do that.
So if we see the overnight prices on the closing bell, does that do very much technical damage at all to these markets?
Well, the key is last week's lows, and on the May beans, that's probably the thing we need to watch there at this 298 area, whether or not we can get back above that. But technically speaking, you got to look at May corn down in this 230 area's key support. The May beans back down around this 585 area's key support. Until you take those out, I consider it range bound. It's a short-term trader's dream come true here. You buy the lower end and sell the upper end, which is a lot easier said than done, of course.
What do you see over at the Merck today?
Stabilization. You know, we got some mixed ideas on what cash cattle is going to show here this week. We got the board at 86. Of course, Packers are going to start out trying to bid lower than that to see if that takes place. The big question mark is supply in the marketplace. Ideas is we've got ample supplies to work with here near term. When you look at the cattle on feed report, we've got some large placements in the lot we've got to go through here for a minute or two. But that's all well anticipated. Hog side equation, we're trying to squeak out some higher cash values here. Talking about Easter ham demand being completely booked, I don't think that's necessarily true. I still feel they got some buying to do there. If you're a buyer, you talk negative. But the board is a little bit of a premium. Most country places, you're looking at the best 40 cents, and the board's reflecting 45 cents right at the present time.
Thanks much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing. He is in Normal, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
AM 580 has a listener comment line. Give us a call at area code 217-333-0853. And let us know how we're doing with our agricultural programs.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
Let's go ahead and look at the current tick. March wheat in Kansas City now at 435, down 8. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade, 366.5, down 7. May, 377.5, down 7.5. March corn, 224.75, down 4. May, 234.75, down 4.75. July, 245, down 4.25. December, 261.25, down 4.25. March beans now 585, down down 8.25 May, 5.97.5 down 8.5 July, 6.08.5 down 8.75 Noves, 6.20 down 7.5 March soybean meal, 173.30 down 180 March soybean oil, 24.30 down 26 Over at the Merck, March feeders, 106.75 down 25 April live cattle, unchanged on the day at 86.02.5 April lean hogs, 61.95 down 5 A quick look at outside markets where April crude oil is at 62.95 down 72 cents. And the Goldman Sachs is at 422.86 down 6.84 You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.